Chapter 15. A heap of people come get around Jesus for Yahweh say. Them will get a tax come and them other Jew people that the Jew them never associate with because they ain't keep all the Jew law. That make them Pharisee and them law teacher them start for make complaint say, this man Jesus associates with them bad people and we never mix up with. And he even eat with them. So Jesus tell them one parable. He say, supposing 100 sheep belongs to one another. If one of them sheep get lost, what you for do? Sure enough, you go left the 99 was safe in the pasture. You go search for the one was lost till you find them, ain't it? When you done find them, you be too glad. So you put them across your shoulder and you go to your yard. When you get to your yard, you go hail your friend and your neighbor, get them round and say, I done lost one of me sheep and a search for them till now I done find them. Come to me yard and let me rejoice and make merry. That what honor go do, I tell on a same fashion, them were in heaven rejoice whenever even just one sinner yeah, change his way and do what God want him to do. For true, they rejoice for that one more than for 99 other rest who think, say, I ain't need for change me way. Same way, supposing a woman have 10 pieces of silver money. If one of them get lost, what he gonna do? Sure enough, he gonna light the lamp and sweep the house good fashion. Gonna search everywhere till he find them, ain't he? Then, when he done find them, he hail his friend and his neighbor. He get him round, tell him, say, I done have 10 pieces of silver money and I lost one. I search for him till now I done find him. Come, let me rejoice and make merry. I tell Anna for true, just like they all rejoice when that woman done find his money, same fashion, God angel them rejoice too much when even just one sinner done change his way and do what God want him to do. Then Jesus tell him, say, one man have two sons. The youngest say, Papa, must give me share the property what I go have. So the man wired the property between the two sons. Not long after that, the youngest son sell all he have. He take his money and he go on to a place way off. He run round there living wild and he throw away all the money. After he done spend all he have, a dry drought come through over that place. And people ain't have nothing for eat. Hungry come to that son's doorstep. He ain't have nothing. So he going for work for a man in that country. And the man sent him to a field to mind a pig. He been so hungry that he wish he could have eat the pig slop. He been just that hungry. But nobody ain't give him nothing to eat. When he come to his sense, he say to himself, all them will work for me pa have more than enough food to eat. And I yet a starve. I could get up and go to me pa and tell him, say, Pa, I done sin against God and against you. Cause of what I done, I ain't fit for you to call me your son no more. You must treat me same like you treat them will work for you. So the son get up and go on back to his pa. He still been a long way off from the house when his pa shamed. His pa been too sorry for him, and he run fast, go on and hug him and kiss him. His son tell him, Papa, I done sin against God and against you. I ain't fit for you to call me your son no more. But his pa tell the workman them, say, make haste and get the best clothes for my son for wear. Put a ring on his finger and put shoes on his foot. Then I'm gonna go get the best calf and kill him, so us can have a feast and make merry, because this son yah of mine been dead, but now it'll live again. He been lost, but he ain't lost no more. So they start to have a feast and make merry. Same time, the man firstborn son been in the field. When he get close by the house, he hear music and the people to dance. So he called one of the workmen and asked him, say, what going on yah? The workman tell him, say, your brother done come home, and your pa done kill his best calf and have feast, cause he done get his son back. Your brother been lost, but now he home safe and sound. The big brother been so mad till he ain't want to even go inside the house. So his pa going out and beg him for come in. But he answered, Paul said, see ya, all this year I've been to work hard like a slave for you, and I always pay you mine. Still yet you ain't never give me even a little goat for have feast with me, friend them. But this your son will waste all your money and run around with loose woman. When he come home, you done kill the best calf for him. If pa tell him, say, me son, you there with me all the time, and all of our God belongs to you. But we right to feast and make merry, because your brother done been dead, and now he live again, even lost, but now he ain't lost no more.